Letting It Burn. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Firefighters in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, abandoning efforts to extinguish a fire in a fertilizer plant because of a large amount of ammonium nitrate stored there.
Extraordinarily volatile compound, and unless you can keep it cooled, there is a possibility for an explosion, and certainly the reason we're wanting to get folks out of the area as best we can.
Winston-Salem's Mayor Alan Joines, people within a one-mile radius of the plant have been urged to evacuate. That includes some off-campus housing of nearby Winston-Salem University. They don't yet know what started it. In Stockton, California, an arrest has been made in the murder of fire captain Max Fortuna. He was shot to death as he and his colleagues responded to a dumpster fire early Monday.
This is a sobering reminder of the many sacrifices our firefighters make day in and day out in service to our community.
Stockton's Mayor Kevin Lincoln. Fortuna was a 20-year veteran of the fire department. Pfizer will ask the Food and Drug Administration as early as Tuesday to grant emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine in children as young as 6 months. The company says the lower-dose vaccine is safe and effective for very young children. Russia sending more troops to Belarus on Ukraine's northern border.
The Russian buildup triggering a U.S.-Russia face-off at the U.N. Security Council. Washington getting ready new sanctions targeting Kremlin brass and U.S. troops to Eastern European NATO members.
With Russia's continuing its buildup of its forces around Ukraine, we are ready no matter what happens.
Meanwhile, over the weekend, the White House criticized Ukrainian President Zelensky for talking down the possibility of an imminent invasion while talking up military aid.
Fox's Greg Palcott, U.N. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield telling the U.N. Security Council Monday the Russian buildup is a threat to international order. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden heads to Capitol Hill Tuesday to talk potential Supreme Court nominees with Democrat congressional leaders.
President Biden will meet with Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin and the committee's top Republican, Chuck Grassley, to discuss nominees for the U.S. Supreme Court.
The president is working hard to choose from a wealth of deeply qualified candidates who bring to bear the strongest records, credentials, and abilities that anyone could have for this role.
President Biden says he will nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court. Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not say how long the list of potential nominees is. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Another big snowstorm is brewing up. Winter storm warnings are posted for parts of central Illinois, northern Indiana, southern Michigan, and northwest Ohio for heavy snow. Upwards of 10 inches forecast in some spots beginning on Tuesday night. In Mississippi, a convicted killer is asking to drop all his appeals and be executed. The state Supreme Court ordering a judge in George County to put Blood Day Grayson under oath and question whether that's really what he wants. Grayson's been on death row for 24 years after stabbing a 78-year-old woman to death. An American woman accused of aiding ISIS has made her initial appearance in federal court in Virginia.
Allison Fluke Akron appeared in court in Alexandria. She was ordered held pending a detention hearing and provided an attorney. The 42-year-old woman from Kansas is accused of providing and conspiring to provide material support to ISIS, creating an all-female fighting group trained in suicide belts and firearms in Syria. Court documents say witnesses told investigators she would talk about attacking a U.S. college or blowing up a mall parking garage. She was arrested in Syria and transferred to FBI custody last week. The prosecutor in her case said her parents and children don't want any contact with her. Take that into account at her next hearing on Thursday if she contacted them against their wishes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.